This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations Children's Agency called Sunday for all minors held in displacement camps or jails in northeast Syria to be allowed to go home. UNICEF made its plea a day after at least three children died in a fire at an overcrowded Syrian camp known as Al-Hol, for people displaced in the fight against Islamic State militants. After years of leading the U.S.-backed fight against IS, Syria's Kurds hold thousands of alleged jihadist fighters in jails and tens of thousands of their family members in camps in northeast Syria. They hail from Syria, neighboring Iraq, and dozens of other foreign countries. Three children and a woman died on Saturday after a stove exploded in the Al-Hol camp and started a fire, according to a Kurdish official. The UN humanitarian agency OCHA said at least 26 people were injured. In a statement Sunday, OCHA said the event showed that no one, most of all innocent children, should be living in the challenging and potentially dangerous humanitarian conditions in Al-Hol camp. OCHA said Al-Hol is home to more than 62,000 people, more than half of them children under the age of 12. A U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advisory panel on Sunday endorsed the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine, voting overwhelmingly to recommend the shot for U.S. adults age older than 18. CDC recommendations are not binding but are widely respected by medical institutions and professionals. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky later approved the panel's recommendations. Sunday's endorsement came a day after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration formally authorized the one-dose vaccine for use.